Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the believer and the characteristics of the believer, the Imam. He describes the believer's virtues and characteristics. You know, belief and faith, Iman, and also the believer, his virtues, his characteristics. This is a topic which has been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. God says, "The faithful are only those whose hearts tremble with awe when Allah is mentioned, and when His signs are recited to them, they increase their faith, and who put their trust in their Lord, maintain the prayer, and spend out of what we have provided them. It is they who are truly faithful. They shall have a ranks near their Lord, forgiveness and a noble provision." In this same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said the following. "The believer is such that his joy is evident on his face, whereas his sorrow is in his heart." This kind of alludes to the disposition of the believer, meaning he has a sorrow in his heart. And even if he's sorrowful in his heart, he doesn't express it. He doesn't allow anybody to know it. The Imam says his breast is at its widest, meaning he has a big heart, but his ego is at its lowest, meaning he's very generous, he's very kind, he's very forgiving, and his ego, his love for himself is very low. He says he despises high rank and shuns reputation. He doesn't like to be given a high post. He'll be satisfied with a low post, and he doesn't want to be famous. His grief is long-lasting, and his ambition is lofty. His lofty ambitions, and he has grief in his heart for his sins and for, his mistakes. His silence is much. He doesn't talk a lot. And his time is occupied. He's never lethargic or lazy. He's always busy and working. He is grateful, extremely patient. You know, when he's given something, he's thankful for it. He's patient and immersed in deep thought. He's always thinking. He is thrifty with his needs. He's not wasteful, right? He only goes and seeks after the things that he needs and are vital to him. He is good-natured and mild-tempered. His soul is firmer than steel, whilst his ego remains lower than a slave. Meaning? He's mild-tempered, meaning he doesn't get angry a lot. Right? He's good-natured. His soul is firmer than steel, meaning he has, he has a firm resolution. Nothing can shake his resolution. And his ego is lower than a slave. He doesn't have any ego. He's not proud. Rather, he's very humble. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues and characteristics and features of the believer in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.